Welcome to the Learning Reinvented podcast, brought to you by myself, Katie Godden, and the team from The Learning Effect. There are lots of learning podcasts out there, so we wanted to do something slightly different. This week, we're talking to someone who helps knowledge creators. I'm delighted to welcome Varun Balsara to the podcast. Thank you for joining us, Varun. Do you want to introduce yourself and tell our listeners a bit more about yourself and the journey you've taken so far?
Absolutely. Hi, Katie. It's been a long time coming, this podcast, so thank you so much for having me. A quick introduction to who I am. My name is Varun. Been very, very passionate about the education space. And sort of, I graduated from Warwick Business School about a year back now. And I, ever since, have been building Let's Level Up. That's basically my labor of love and something that I've been building now for about 12 months. We are a platform that helps knowledge creators, so typically coaches and industry experts, build their cohort-based learning communities. And we do this through two main ways. The first way is we help them with the infrastructure, so all the technology to manage it. And on the second hand, we have a layer of intelligence that helps them build out their entire cohort-based course, so strategic and tactical sort of advice and continuous recommendations to be able to build their cohort-based learning communities. So yeah, in a nutshell, that's what I do.
Thank you very much. So how do you exactly help knowledge creators?
Sure. So a typical sort of knowledge creator follows a very convenient path. So I think it's just better to sort of zoom out and ask the question like, what is a knowledge creator? And for me, I think the way we define knowledge creators, at least through Level Up, Let's Level Up, is very fundamentally someone who has the educational capabilities to basically teach someone else. And so typically for us, those typical target audience is coaches and typically industry experts. And so the way we help them is through basically providing a platform that helps them manage their courses and their communities. And typically we focus on something called as cohort-based courses or cohort-based learning, which is essentially, typically courses or programs that have a fixed start and end date. It uses live and pre-recorded content simultaneously, and it harnesses the power of community. So the students interact with one another and with the person who's conducting the training or the teaching. And in that context, it becomes a very social learning environment that really boosts sort of retention rates. So if you compare that with like massive online open courses, they have over a 90% dropout rate. Your cohort-based learning as a form or as a mechanism of teaching has over a 90% completion rate. So we focus our energies on helping creators or knowledge creators build their own cohort-based learning communities. And that to some extent does have some pre-recorded content for them, but it's almost as if we build them a value ladder where you start with free content, something like a lead magnet where you will generate, some kind of free training that will convert to them, your learners giving you a email ID. That will then upsell to another course, which is maybe a short pre-recorded course, and then ultimately selling it to a high ticket offering, which is a cohort-based course where you can scale your impact and your income simultaneously without having to give up too much money or time to be able to do that. And so we, as a platform, enable that entire sort of value chain to be built for a creator. So they're almost building their own universe online, where they can create their educational products, upsell, downsell, or cross-sell their products to their audience, grow their audience. And over a sustained period of time, we also provide recommendations on what to do next. So it's almost a hand-holding process for the creator, right from when they start to when they want to scale. And at each point, we're there with them to provide them with valuable support, feedback, recommendations, and any sort of resources to help them build out their own learning academies.
Thank you. That sounds really interesting. So you spoke a lot about kind of community and cohorts, etc. What do you mean by community-based learning?
Yeah, so I think it's a very good point to actually start by contrasting what was what I call as like education 2.0 versus now what we would probably call as education 3.0. So in the very conventional context of, you know, school and learning, typically, and this is going way back, actually, this is education 1.0, where, you know, you had a teacher teaching in front of a class, and it was very geographically bound. Typically, what happens, you know, when we go to school and university, you spend a couple of years at a particular place and then sort of graduate over time. Then came education 2.0, where it was democratizing this access to education, where you take this content and you'd put it up there. But very often what's now happening today is content's really no longer really king. It's really community that's king, because like a lot of the times you can go on YouTube and probably figure a concept out, or something that you're building can be easily figured out through online content per se. But that's not actually really helping you learn unless you actually physically do. And that's actually where Education 3.0 comes in, where you're harnessing not just content, but you're harnessing community. So in a cohort-based course, really, what happens is a student comes in and, you know, has a fixed start and end date, but he's also working through topics and concepts that are taught live by an expert in the field. Plus, they're with a group, rather a cohort of other individuals that want to learn. And so it's a very social learning environment. There's a lot of peer-to-peer feedback that takes place. And a lot of the times, individuals are given sort of topics or things to do or sort of portfolios to build throughout those courses, which typically comes to light in a community where you get feedback from your peers, you make long-lasting connections with them, and you get to socially interact with your moderator or your instructor. And so that combined, when you contrast with like pre-recorded courses, which is just, you know, delivering one-way you know, videos or training programs, it sort of becomes very evident that the community-based element has a lot of accountability. There's a lot of positive sort of peer pressure where you need to complete assignments, you need to complete the task, you need to actually stay on, show up. And all those dynamics really help with not only learning, but like engagement rates skyrocket plus retention rates skyrocket. So in that context, community really plays a big role in learning. Much like it did, you know, when you were at university or school. And I love to think of this in this way, is like most of your learning actually takes place outside of the classroom, when you're debating with your peers or when you're working through assignment sets with your peers, and in smaller groups or tutorials or seminars. So that's sort of the comparison I like to bring to the table.
So do you think that kind of element makes it more impactful than kind of standard learning, I guess?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've got countless examples at Let's Level Up where we've seen a lot of, you know, individuals that have taken these pre-recorded courses on like, say, an Udemy or a Coursera, but they've either, you know, bought the course and, you know, since it's relatively cheap, there's not much of like a sort of dialogue that goes, should I buy or should I not? So they very often just bought the course and never really ended up finishing the course. And when they came and took one of the Let's Level Up, you know, one of the instructors' programs, they actually finished it. They learned so much. And we've got so many case studies. Like, for example, there's one person that took a graphic design course, and now she's running her own very, very successful design agency. Another person changed their career trajectory from working in something related to you know, operations, and now is doing something with UX and product. So it's a very, very impactful way of teaching and learning. So like for the teacher, of course, monetarily, it's very, very lucrative, but also impact-wise, you can see a student's growth, you know, when they start and when they end the course. And it's very fulfilling to see that. And on the other hand, it's very, very impactful for the student, because the student in and of themselves is learning, building connections with people who are in similar boats. It's a great networking and learning opportunity.
It definitely sounds a lot more interesting, I guess, that when if you've just got a course and you're just logging into that and then working through at your own pace, you can get easily distracted. But when you've got that cohort element and kind of peer groups, etc., and that kind of blend of learning, I guess, as well, that makes it a lot easier to continue that course and be involved in that. So how do you think community-based learning will evolve in the future?
So I think a couple of things, and I think this is a very interesting question to sort of just sort of reflect on. I personally believe that like the companies tomorrow, like education technology as like a whole, will evolve towards more of community-based learning. But the way it will happen need not mean that it's just purely focused on cohort-based learning. Right? Cohort-based learning would mean that, you know, you need to show up live, you need to show up, you know, at a particular point in time. And as people are moving from the COVID pandemic world where everything was virtual to now being hybrid, that may not be the case, or that might not be as appealing as it was. And so while cohort-based learning is definitely a huge part of teaching and learning in the future, I don't think it's the end all and be all. And I think where things are going to head is there's going to be components of cohort-based learning. As I think I visualize it as like internet academies that exist where creators are creating a suite of products, right? From ebooks to pre-recorded courses to mentoring sessions to cohort-based learning environments. And that encompasses the entire learner journey as a whole and is managed by a community. And that community is the creator's universe where individuals, like-minded individuals, interact in and among themselves, and they interact with the expert who is leading the course. And so you can very well have someone who's taken one product of a creator and now is sort of, you know, taking the next product and the next product, but that's an encompassing whole of a creator serving their audience through their own communities. And I think over time, we'll see, you know, different sales academies, product academies, design academies, wellness academies, where there will be one individual or a group of individuals that take ownership in creating those learning spaces in a cohort-based environment, where you will have a lot of pre-recorded content, but also live content. And over time, you know, actual in-person, face-to-face content as well. So I think there's going to be a hybrid of the physical. So in the physical world, you actually meet people, but then also in the virtual world, where you will be able to create these environments where you're able to have live learning, but also pre-recorded learning where you can learn in your own time. And it depends on what you're teaching that will determine that particular virtual element. So if you're teaching someone in a very prescriptive manner how to open up, say, an account on Notion, that doesn't require you to be in a live class. But if you want to discuss the applications of Notion and debate it out, that requires live sort of learning. And so it's also very dependent on the teacher and the way they're creating their curriculum as a teacher, as an instructor, to then be able to, you know, make a call whether this should be pre-recorded versus this should be live. But I think overall, we are heading towards a very decentralized way of teaching and learning, where anybody at any time can take a course or a particular learning environment, be it a cohort-based course or a pre-recorded course, and then be a part of a community that is led by an expert who has been there, done that, teaching them and building that portfolio of skills.
Yeah, I think that's something that we definitely need in regards to kind of learning and doing it at your own pace. I think it's a lot easier if you've got a platform and you've got access to kind of all of those materials. But like you said, in regards to kind of the content that you can have online, so that stuff that's kind of like to do and things like that, I think that's where people perhaps go down the wrong avenue at the moment, where they're kind of teaching that, whether that's face to face or live. And that's kind of perhaps wasting people's time, and you're not letting people do have the great conversations that you could be having in those sessions. So I think it's about flipping that and really understanding what can be put on to a platform or whatever, and have that done at people's own paces. And what's really useful is having as live content. I think that's something during the pandemic, some people got really right and some people perhaps didn't so much. And they were like literally just flipping kind of face-to-face stuff online, etc., and that's kind of where it went wrong. But hopefully in the future we can see that change and become a lot more engaging, I guess, for people. So in regards to Let's Level Up, and you've got a number of kind of content creators on there, what's the most kind of common practice or industry that you see creators from?
Yeah, it's a very good question. I think a couple of things that that just really spring to mind is like the creators that are doing fairly well today are the creators that are teaching skills in that make you, in short, more employable. And so the delta between where a person is in their career versus where they want to go, if that can be quantified very easily, you can charge a significant price point for that. And I'll just give you an example. If I can teach you how to get into product management or get a job in product management, or I can teach you product skills, you're more likely to build a portfolio and get or land a job. And therefore, creators, and we've had creators in this space, do phenomenally well. At the same time, you know, any other tangible skill sets like being able to build sort of marketing campaigns or growth marketing, growth hacking, or, you know, working with LinkedIn, all these sort of tactical, very predominant skill sets that are then enabling people to either land a job or just level up in general, in life, in work. Those are the skill sets or the content creators that we have seen sort of get attracted to the platform in a way. And so typically these would be in two segments mainly. The one is basically teaching the technology skills. So right from like coding to product management. And on the other hand, it's things like, you know, marketing and all the business skills. So marketing, sales, growth hacking. We also see a lot of other soft skill players coming up as well. So we have, you know, people teaching things along the lines of leadership and well-being. And so they're pretty much these three verticals. The ultimate vision for Let's Level Up in general, and the reason why we also started, was covering the idea of like the upskilling crisis. Today, you know, by 2030, 1 billion people will need to be upskilled. And to be able to do that, we need to have these decentralized learning academies available to people that provide quality education, but not at exorbitant rates. And so enabling these knowledge creators to leverage their audience and their expertise in building that would be really helpful. And when you sort of, you know, look at that trajectory of skill sets that will be required, they predominantly fall into three major buckets. The first bucket is technical skills. The second bucket is like business skills and like just commercial skills. And the third bucket is like soft skills. And so our platform has been able to attract these knowledge creators in these three buckets, which then ultimately is allowing hundreds of individuals to get upskilled as a result of that.
And the individuals that are being upskilled and that are coming to your platform, are they kind of individuals that, like, they're perhaps going out by themselves looking for training or content, or is it organizations that are coming to find a particular subject topic, or do you have that kind of combination of both?
Yeah, I would say it's a combination of both. And the interesting thing is, because of these, there are three major trends in the macro context that are playing out right now. One is the whole Great Resignation. The second is a side hustle revolution. And the third is the very, very strong uptick in the creator economy. And so what we're seeing is creators, these knowledge creators, typically coaches and industry experts, are moving from full-time jobs to either exiting their entire full-time job to teach online and make a living doing that, or are using this as a side hustle that they do on the side. And so typically they are building their audiences and selling to those audiences. And those audiences could be either businesses that are looking for specific training, or they could be individuals that have been following the creator and now want to learn more from the creator.
That sounds really interesting, and a really interesting way of doing that. Because I guess if you've got a particular skill, say it's in like social media or something like that, you're able to then kind of use that knowledge and then share that a lot with other people that you wouldn't necessarily needed to do or had the ability to do before.
Absolutely. I think this... we're living in a knowledge economy world, and I think one of the things that really, really helps is the more and more people start teaching what they're great at, what they've learned, the more and more we're being able to decentralize access to just pure information, knowledge, and then being able to build communities around creators can generally then help other people get upskilled. And so typically, you know, it's people that have been there, done that, that now want to sort of monetize their experience. And a typical trajectory for a creator is, I had a problem, I fixed it, I gained some skills, I got those skills. Now I have a system to acquire those skills. Based on this system, I now want to monetize and scale my knowledge and teaching that to the world. And in doing that, more and more creators are taking to Instagram, YouTube, any form of social media, plus garnering huge followings on newsletters. And in doing that, they're truly decentralizing access to education in a way, and to just like their expertise that other people can learn from and build their own careers from.
Do you find that you need to help people with that kind of content creation side of things? So like, obviously it sounds easy that you go away and make a video on something, but I both you and I know that that's not necessarily the case in regards to kind of creating that really good engaging content, especially when you've got that hybrid approach and that community base as well. So do you help people with that, or do you have yeah, experts on the platform that are able to do that as well?
So yeah, we do help people with this. We have an accelerator that runs every month. We have a series of, you know, intelligent recommendations that are built into the platform that will take you from, you know, doing this step to this step to this step, or telling you what to do and when to do it. And overall, you get access to our community when you're on the platform. So you can actually reach out to other creators who have been there, done that. And of course, access to the co-founders, which is us as a team, because we are course creators ourselves before we went and built this thing. We're course coaches, so we've helped other people one-on-one actually build our successful cohort-based learning programs. And so you get access to this, and there's a sort of blueprint that you're taken on. So it's almost like a productized version of what we have been experimenting with for over, you know, we've spent over 20,000 hours in this space at least. And so like, it's a constant process of experimentation, you know, making a lot of mistakes. And so we've now been able to systemize that entire process. And so when someone comes to our platform, they're taken through a series of sort of steps that they need to fill up. They get feedback on each step. And right from content creation to sales and marketing to actually teaching, each of these components are taken care of by the platform, and you're constantly given feedback. So there's never a time where you don't know what to do. You always have a roadmap, and you always know what the next step is. And if you don't, then the platform in itself also helps you figure that out.
That's good, because I can imagine like some content creators will think it's a good idea, get there, and then like panic and not really know where to start. So I think that's good that it kind of notifies you and kind of guides you along that way as well.
Interestingly, we've seen a lot of creators jump from other platforms to come to work with us, because there's this community element that plays a big role, and also the fact that like they can get feedback and recommendations really quickly. And so once you start doing that very quickly, you realize that like the enemy of not being able to do something is basically stagnation. And so like, as long as you know what to do next, there's always something to do. And so, you know, that momentum builds. And the next thing you know, we've seen people launch their course in a week from joining our platform, having some idea to now having a very concrete idea. Some of them take a little longer, some of them take a little less time, but about 7 to 14 days, and they're very confident and good to go. And this is the power of having a system, a blueprint, to be able to take you from I kind of know / don't know to I know exactly what I want to do, and this is the plan, and I'm actually getting results. And that's just, as long as we can keep helping these creators succeed, the greater vision of upskilling will play itself out.
I'm sure that will probably evolve as well, won't it, with people? So as they're becoming more confident and they run different cohorts, et cetera, they're able to kind of evolve that content and change that for the next cohort up. Yes. So it sounds really interesting, and definitely one for all the kind of content creators out there. So thank you very much for joining us today. If people want to connect with you and find out more about your story, etc., how do they go about doing that?
So I'll link all the doc, all the sort of things that you can do in the show notes. But what I can also do is, like, if you're listening to this and if you want to, you know, have a quick question or just want to connect, I'm most active on LinkedIn, and you can find me at Varun Balsara. It's VarunBalsara. Or, you know, email me at varun@letslevelup.io, or visit if you want to join the community of knowledge creators building cohort-based learning experiences. You can go to www.letslevelup.io. The rest of the links, I can always share them with you, Katie, and we can take it from there.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Yeah, we'll pop those in the show notes below so people can access those.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Learning Reinvented podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. You can register to join the Learning Effect community. The link to do so is in the show notes below. If you've not already done so, please follow our podcast. And if the Learning Effect can help you and your organisation, please do get in touch. You can find both James and Katie on LinkedIn, and our contact details are in the show notes below.